News and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The war in Ukraine intensifying overnight. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched one of its largest attacks of the war. More than 700 drones and missiles fired across nearly all of Ukraine. President Trump says a deal with China has been brokered for trade during a sit-down with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in South Korea. On Air Force One afterwards, the president said,
"We have a deal. Now, every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time."
SNAP, federal food assistance serving 42 million Americans, set to run out of money on Saturday. Democrats still holding out for a continuation of subsidies to help millions of Americans pay for health care. Republicans say they'll discuss it, but only after the government reopens. At least 30 more people were killed across the Caribbean as Hurricane Melissa swept through, and five more people arrested overnight in connection with the Louvre crown jewel heist. This is ABC News.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Whether to allow ATV and UTV use on city streets and restrictions for electronic bikes were points of discussion at the Oshkosh Common Council meeting on Tuesday. The Transportation Committee failed to bring forward a recommendation on ATV-UTV usage. And without four council members advocating for it, the issue will go no further. Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
So at the moment, this won't be moving forward in the city of Oshkosh. That does not mean it won't come back in the future. Could be near future, could be a little bit longer. I suspect it will come back.
In the meantime, the city is looking into e-bike use on sidewalks and streets.
In exploring what other communities are doing, it's not an easy fix, but we do believe we need to do something as it relates to e-bikes being on the sidewalks. We also believe that it's important that we allow our bicycles to continue riding on the sidewalks.
That's Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith. City staff will now draft an ordinance prohibiting e-bikes on sidewalks, abutting building, and business entrances. That ordinance will come before the council at a later date. In other action Tuesday night, the council approved the almost $100 million capital improvement plan for 2025 through 35. That will be included in the city's budget, for which there's a public hearing on Tuesday, November 4th at 5 p.m. at City Hall. A week after the public hearing on November 11th, the Common Council will vote on the city budget. See our story at WISS.FM for more details. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you. It's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, "Man, you like that leadership?" I said, "It's amazing." I said, "I never knew." He said, "No, that was the key for them. He was such a great leader."
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight. NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Over the air and on the web, WISS is your home for real news and great conversations for Oshkosh. WISS.FM.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers at a high right around 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
busted pencils, fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's say you have a couple who's about to get married. You get them a gift at the wedding shower. You get them a gift at the wedding. You get them a gift at the baby shower. If they buy a house, you get them a housewarming gift.
I have never been married. I doubt I ever will be. What do? You just say, I'm going to celebrate my singlehood. Bring me a gift. Brett Brown Deere says, Todd, you don't get a gift for not getting married because you already won by staying single.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:20, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit, joining with numerous other attorneys general, to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alba Show.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, October 30th, 2025. October 30th. Happy birthday to my oldest daughter. It means I've been a parent for years. She's at that age now. You can't say that my 8-year-old daughter, my 10-year-old daughter. Now it's my 30-something daughter. So happy birthday. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Spending your mornings right here as we get set for Halloween, just one day away. November, just 2 days away. I got a question for you. Do you trust Joe Namath to sell you health insurance, or Jimmy Walker? Remember JJ Walker from Good Times, or William Shatner from Star Trek, or some of the other, you know, D-list celebrities that are in these ads for health insurance through something called Medicare Advantage? If you're, you know, say under 50, you probably don't think about this at all. You probably don't notice the commercials one bit. But if you have a parent that is approaching, you know, 65, or if you yourself are getting there and you're starting to pay attention to this kind of stuff, like I am in my impending elderliness, and with a parent who just turned 80 and is looking at a Medicare Advantage plan that she'd had for years and is now being canceled. And so she and a whole bunch of other seniors around the country have to find new Medicare Advantage plans. I mean, everybody has to do a lot of homework real fast. So we've got an expert coming in today to talk about that at 7:35, and she'll tell us all about, you know, what to look for in Medicare. Now, let me back up a second here, because I don't blame you if you don't. Well, what's Medicare Advantage? Blah, blah, blah. Medicare, the actual Medicare, the thing that got set up back in the 60s, all right, was to make sure you've paid your taxes all your life, all your working years. And when you turn 65, your health care is just taken care of by and large. Well, somewhere along the line, some politicians allowed regular old insurance companies to sneak in there and offer their own plans and call it Medicare Advantage, even though it is nothing like regular Medicare. And the problem is, once you decide to go with one of those plans, it's tough to go back to original Medicare, and you're suddenly trapped in that web that you thought you got rid of when you retired and you could just get regular Medicare. So we're going to talk about the difference between regular Medicare versus these Medicare Advantage plans. They do have some, pun intended, advantages, but the disadvantages are something you really ought to consider before you put your name on the dotted line someplace. So stick around for that. That's coming up. We will also be talking to Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets. I got 5 trillion reasons for you to be concerned about a stock market bubble, because we hear all about, you know, how the stock market is going great guns right now, so the economy must be great. No, it's not. It's not. There is such a bubble brewing in AI right now. And Sean O'Malley is going to help share some of the warning signs with us. So that's coming up along the way as well. And of course, your input, which is always welcome by phone, by text, by comment, by email, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or use that Civic Media app to call us, to text us, to send us a voice note, or jump in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube. That would be the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages, or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages. And it's on there where, let me bring the card up here on for social media, where people can see there's a lot fewer leaves here along Lake Wasota right now. Parker Olson joining us from Madison Studio A2, where I would imagine the leaves have been falling fast and furious by you as well.
Yes, they have. There are about no leaves on the tree I parked my car under.
They're about no leaves. Yeah, we're getting there rapidly. So I'm hoping for decent weather this weekend, because then it's just going to be me and a leaf blower. Just then you hear it all throughout the neighborhood, like, because raking stinks if you've got more than a postage stamp size lawn. So okay, if you can use power to get those leaves out of there, why the heck wouldn't you? So. Wow. We've got lovely fall weather out here.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about your leaf blower.
Come on, it's a lot of fun. I've done the raking thing, and I'm not immune.
These hands are too old.
These hands are so they're so dainty and delicate. And no. But they do, after a while, it's like, okay, this is getting old. Can't we do something? It's about speed more than actually about power or hands or anything else. It's like, can we get this chore done with already? Especially if, I mean, it's one thing if you've got little kids. I remember having to rake all the leaves in a pile and the kids jump in. Oh, it's fun. It really is. It's great. Yeah. But at some point you don't have that anymore. And you're just like, oh, let's just get these out of here, you know? And, sure. You know, preferably in my case, down the bank, you know, close to the lake, but because I like both my neighbors on either side, but there have been years in the past with different neighbors.
Uh-oh.
It's like, oh no, the wind was suddenly out of the east. I don't know how that happened. Oh well.
Oops.
Oops. So
that's a shame.
Look at me making trouble on the street here already. Let's see. We also have, well, you pay attention to the WIAC.
I do. Thank you. Okay. Pat, thank you. Thank you for saying WIAC.
Okay.
Because that is correct.
The Wisconsin Intergalactic Athletic Conference.
Oh, yes. Intergalactic, I like it.
Yeah, so that'd be like your UW, Whitewater, Eau Claire, Platteville, things like that. And apparently, does somebody else not say WIAC?
A lot. This is a massive debate in like the Division III community of whether it's WIAC or WEAC.
No, WEAC is the teachers union, WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Association Council. That's WEAC. I have never heard the WIAC called the WEAC. So who's ever doing that needs to sit down. That's just wrong.
I want you to know I'm clipping this and I am sending it to my friends.
Good.
Because this is very important.
This is it's not just important, kids. It's basic.
Okay? It is.
It's basic.
It is.
It's the WIAC. Anyway, Platteville from the WIAC,
yes,
was the opponent for the Wisconsin Badgers in this year's Guardian Against Cancer Classic. I might have the name wrong on that, but you know, the Guard Brothers were coaches, the respective coaches at Madison and Platteville. And how did I assume the Badger men prevailed in this instance?
The Badgers did win. I don't think it was as pretty as they wanted it to be.
Here it is, 69-53, Badgers over Platteville. Yeah. Final tune-up game for the Badgers before their season begins next Monday against, of course, the Fighting Camels of Campbell University.
Darn right.
Which I'm never going to take seriously. Unless, of course, the Badgers manage to lose next Monday. Then it's a whole different thing. But Badgers begin the regular season next week. And you said Platteville actually put up a bit of a fight?
I believe so, yeah. I think I read that they actually were up like 8-0 or something like that.
I can see that. I mean, there was the one year, you know, they rotate schools, and one year it was UW-Eau Claire, and we went down to Madison to see the Blue Golds play, you know, the Badgers. And, of course, the Badgers ultimately prevailed. But you get that false sense of security when the Badgers are just kind of doing their rope-a-dope strategy and just letting, you know, seeing what the other team has got. So I'm sure the Platteville fans enjoyed that. But, yes, in the end, ultimately, the Badger men were victorious, as were the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
Who beat the LA Dodgers 6-1 last night to come within a game of clinching the World Series. Game six will be tomorrow night as Team Canada and Team
America, everyone but LA.
Team everyone but LA, actually. Yes. Roots for Toronto in tomorrow night's game. The Dodgers looked so quiet last night in the parts that I saw. The ones where we're watching the Brewers going, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. And you could just, they kept doing cutaways of the crowd, the Dodger crowd, just all looking like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Anytime, guys.
Please.
And it was like they ran out of gas. They're just done. Now, can they pull off one game, much less two in Canada? Sure, it's possible. I mean, we've seen that lineup. We see what it can do. Right. But at this point, Toronto definitely has the momentum. And that would be all right with us, you know.
Yeah. I'm okay with the Blue Jays winning. Yeah,
we can do that. Let's see, one news clip to tell you about, and then we're going to hear from Sherita Booker as we talk about weekend events that you might consider attending at points around Wisconsin this weekend. But as the government shutdown drags on, and we look back at the record of what some of these folks in Congress have had to say, you know, in the past about government shutdowns and budgets and things like that, something really grabbed our attention from Western Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden, who, like others, tries to do this job of pretending to be a moderate, pretending to call out the right wing of his party, when in fact he is a, you know, dues-paying member of the right wing of his party. But he was on something called the John Frederick Show in December of last year. So they knew they were about to take control of Congress. Donald Trump had just won the presidential election. They were going to have the House and the Senate and the White House. And this is what Congressman Derek Van Orden had to say about being in the majority, and therefore they were able to pass a budget. They were going to do whatever it is they wanted to do. And if they couldn't get their stuff together, well, then by gum, they should pay a price for that. Listen to what Derek Van Orden had to say.
When we have unified government, I'll be very clear about this. When we have unified government, if we cannot get our 12 appropriations bills through in a budget, then we don't deserve to be in the majority any longer. We don't. You know, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I'll take the paint off anybody that is talking smack about these sorts of things. That includes members of my own party. So a lot of the reasons you got to understand that we didn't get a lot of things done was because of members of the Republican Party. Some of our far right guys held things up in the Rules Committee. They voted against rules if the rule passed, and they prevented a lot of these measures getting through. So that's true. The other side of the coin is anything we do has to get through the Senate, which was controlled by Chuck Schumer, and it still is until we get through January. So I'll say that again real clear. When we have unified government, if we can't get our 12 appropriations bills through and a budget passed, then we do not deserve to be in the majority, period.
I'm Derek Van Orden, and I approve this message. There, game, set, match from Derek Van Orden himself. If they can't get their 12 appropriations bills, because if you don't know the background, there isn't like one federal budget bill. It's broken up into pieces called appropriations bills. There's 12 of them total. Some pass ahead of others because some need more debate, et cetera, et cetera. They can't do any of that. They passed the one big bloated boondoggle because it wasn't a full federal budget. It was just a roadmap of, you know, trillions of dollars in cuts to make to give tax cuts to the very wealthy. Big time cuts in Medicaid and in SNAP. SNAP benefits are going to run out this weekend, even though they don't have to, because there's a multi-billion dollar contingency fund that the Trump administration is refusing to use. They actually want families to go hungry, to put pressure on Democrats to cave in and let Republicans jack up health insurance costs under the Affordable Care Act. And Derek Van Orden is telling you, well, once we're in control, if we can't get those appropriations bills passed, if we are that dysfunctional, we should not be in the majority. So that's an interesting bit of audio that is not the last time you're going to hear that played. That basically is the 2026 message about how the Republicans have done in Washington so far. Temperatures in Wisconsin range from 23 in Merrill to 43 in Door County. It's 34 in Wausau, 37 in Oshkosh, 34 in La Crosse, and 27 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Sherita Booker tells us about trains, wine, and lizards for weekend events all after the break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WISS.FM and click events. You're welcome.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Matinee on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via text, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Board Lord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Good news! You get an extra hour this weekend. Daylight saving time ends, so remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back, sleep in, and start your Sunday refreshed. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back on this Thursday morning. Sherita Booker is here, social media manager for Up North News. And, well, we're going to throw a little curve at you. Sherita, first off, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. We normally talk about events that are coming up this weekend that you might like to attend. But we've discovered something else you might like to attend. Your local Culver's for something brand new that they're offering. What did you tell me they're about to offer?
They will have cheese and mac, aka mac and cheese, beginning November 3rd through December 28th.
Okay. I have, and first off, look, fair disclosure, this is not a commercial for Culver's. They're not paying us or anything. So therefore I feel like I'm entitled or free to say I'm not the world's biggest fan of Culver's cheese curds. I love all the rest of everything else.
Same. I don't like the breading.
Yes. And so you say that they're doing mac and cheese, or I'm sorry, cheese and mac. And I see that it's going to be, you know, just their pasta in a creamy Wisconsin cheddar cheese sauce topped with extra shredded cheddar cheese. And I'm in because, as I've said several times before, there are a lot of other places, Michigan, Texas, Idaho, other places where mac and cheese as a side is like a real staple. You don't see it quite as much around Wisconsin. And so if Culver's wants to add mac and cheese, however limited, I'm in. I'll go.
Right. Well, we'll have to come back with reviews.
Yeah, exactly. So when does this get started?
November 3rd.
November 3rd. Okay. Well, there we go. So next week we'll have to do a food review, see how this works out. All right. So pardon that little detour. Let's get back to this weekend's events here, starting with Train Fest. And as a guy whose dad worked on the Chicago Northwestern Railroad for many years, I am totally in on this. Tell us more.
Yeah. So if you or someone in your house is into trains like Pat, or you really like seeing cool setups, Train Fest is coming back to Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday at the Barrett Center downtown. They're going to have more than 50 operating train displays, hands-on demos, and a bunch of the major model railroad manufacturers and dealers all in one place. There's also a mini diorama circus activity if you want to try building something small. And they also got a free riding train for the kids. So if you've been thinking about starting a layout, or you've got a kid who loves trains, this is the spot. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult, which is nice. Adults tickets are $18.95 for Saturday and $13.95 for Sunday, or you can do a two-day pass for $20. Tickets are on sale now. Just search Train Fest Milwaukee for more info.
I really wanted to have model trains as a kid. And, you know, we were just a little too limited in our means to do that. And I always appreciated it. You'd think maybe it's my retirement project. I'm going to have room in the garage or the basement or something. Sherry, if you're listening, we'll talk later. So,
and the grandkids will probably love it.
Oh, would they ever? Yes. Yeah. So that's the Baird Center this weekend. Trainfest.com has details there. All right, let's go from trains to lizardy type things. What's happening in Madison this weekend?
The Scaled Up Reptile Expo is happening this Sunday at the Madison Marriott West in Middleton. It's a family-friendly event where you can see thousands of snakes, lizards, frogs, tortoises, turtles, and tarantulas all under one roof. You can talk with experienced breeders and keepers, learn how to care for different species, and check out setups if you've been thinking about getting a new pet or upgrading your enclosure. They'll also have a bunch of reptile keeping supplies, feeder insects, frozen feeders, supplements, decor, plants, and more. Admission is $14 if you want to get in early for VIP at 10 a.m. or general admission is $7 and runs from 11 to 3. And kids 5 and under get in free. So for more information, visit scaledupexpos.com/Madison-WI.
Okay, so where are you on reptiles?
It's no for me. The only reptile that I like is a gecko. They're cute, but I'm scared of stuff like that.
No, it's understandable. I mean, I wouldn't rush out to get a snake or a lizard or a frog or a tarantula myself. I remember going to somebody's house, and this was only a couple of years back. So these are like grown adults, and their basement was filled with aquariums that were filled with larger snakes. And that was just not my jam at all. But
yeah, I go fishing and we see frogs all the time. And I don't like frogs. I don't like how they look, and they freak me out.
All right. So you, there will be extra room for you. There will not be any Sherita at the Madison Scaled Up Reptile Expo this weekend. Let's get to something much more in some people's ballparks. That would be wine. And there is a wine walk in downtown Lake Geneva this weekend, Sunday only, right?
Yep. Only Sunday. Okay. And you'll spend the afternoon walking around downtown, stopping into different shops and sampling wine at nearly 30 different participating spots along the way. It's a really laid-back way to explore the area, and you get to support local businesses while you're at it. Tickets are $45, which covers your wine samples, a souvenir glass, snacks, and a map of the stops, and a few discounts at participating shops. If you're just tagging along and don't plan a drink, they have a designated driver ticket for $20, and that includes craft sodas and snacks. Proceeds from the benefit goes to Downtown Lake Geneva Mural Program, so the money goes right back into the community and into more public art downtown. And just a heads up, the wine walk always sells out, so if you want to get your tickets, do it ASAP. You need to be 21 or older, and you'll check in at the bottle shop on Main Street to get your glass and lanyard. Get your tickets at downtownlakegeneva.org/winewalk.
That's great. And of course, there's so much else going on around the state. If you went over to travelwisconsin.com, you'd see things like the Broadhead Jaycees have a holiday market. Case High School Craft and Vendor Fair is in Racine on Saturday. Marinette has blues, brews, and barbecues, and so much more. So head on over to travelwisconsin.com to learn more about things that are going on in your area. Or just go grab some mac and cheese, and we'll all compare notes, Culver's and otherwise, when we get together next week with Sherita Booker, our social media manager here at Up North News. Sherita, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, I guess I should mention, too, in terms of social media, we have new social media accounts just for the radio show on Blue Sky. And yeah, we put it on Twitter, X, whatever it is. Just look up at the little at symbol PK for Pat Kreitlow Radio Show, PK Radio Show. That's our new account there. Coming up next, our history lesson includes the opening of a Broadway play that definitely made the characters popular. Thanks for spending some time here up on the lake. I'm Pat Kreitlow. The Midwest Farm Report is next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
From Main Street to the Capitol in Madison, WISS is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation.
28 days and counting since the federal government shut down, and that included shutting down the U.S. Department of Agriculture and some of the critical reports that traders are looking for. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So it kind of begs the question, what happens when the federal government opens back up and all the report information starts flowing again? John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Penn, says, good question.
Obviously, they kind of meter the information out, at least they did in 2018, over a course of weeks by showing, giving you double reports and export sales and things of that nature. So, but still, it's just going to be one of those things where we're going to get a data dump and we got to deal with it.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says that data dump will either prove traders' estimates correct or change the direction in the marketplace. Like I said, day 28 and counting since the federal government shut down. Markets in overnight electronic trade, despite the fact that China picked up about 180,000 metric ton of soybeans yesterday, kind of flat. Numbers are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 182. The 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter of a cent at 182.5. Double A butter drifted three quarters of a cent lower, 155.5. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 2 at 1785. The December contract's unchanged at 1732 a hundredweight. As I mentioned yesterday, the market got confirmation that China purchased three cargoes of U.S. soybeans to be delivered between December and January, about 180,000 metric ton of U.S. soybeans. The market's not impressed. This morning, December corn's down a nickel at 429, March down a nickel at 441. November soybeans are down 14.5, 1066. January down 15 at 1079. And July wheat's down 8, 559 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Real news, great conversation. Right in your inbox. Subscribe to WISS's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Appleton.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers at a high right around 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if only our cattle producers knew as much about cattle as that famous rancher Donald Trump. We talk to Wisconsin farmer Hans Breitenmoser about Argentinian beef.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
When the truth is found to be.
Let us kick off today's history lesson with Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship, all the band names. She kept her Grace Slick. She's 85 years old today. And again, would be one of the first to tell you, surprised to make it to 85. Lived the true rock and roll life from the 60s onward. But again, 85 years old for Grace Slick. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Eddie Holland, part of the legendary songwriting and production team of Holland Dozier Holland, all kinds of Motown hits. There was Baby Love. There was Stop in the Name of Love, Heat Wave, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. How about this one right here? There were a lot of hits they wrote for the Supremes. Standing in the Shadows of Love, and so forth and so on. Eddie Holland still with us at the age of 84. And I was seeing somewhere online that the Motown Museum is expanding in Detroit. And they recently had a bit of a celebration about that. And it included, some of the greats that were there. Smokey Robinson, of course. Both Brian and Eddie Holland were there. Otis Williams, the surviving member of the Temptations, and more. So I've never been to the Motown Museum, so hearing that they're doing an expansion, just all the more reason to look forward to going to that someday.
There you go. More to see, more to do.
Uh-huh. Well, because it was based out of basically just a house, Detroit, and then they turned it into a record studio, and then it became so much more. Speaking of Otis Williams, last surviving member of the Temptations, it's his birthday as well. He's 84 as well. He and Eddie Holland, born on the same day. Also, happy birthday to the Eagles' Timothy B. Schmidt. He is 78 years old today. Now I found you. There's no more emptiness inside. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. All right, here comes another one of those birthdays that for some generations it will make their knees buckle.
Uh-oh.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Oh.
Fonzie from Happy Days is 80 years old today. Can you just imagine the Fonz still in his leather jacket, but in his rocking chair and saying, hey, the Fonz don't need those Medicare Advantage plans. But he does. I think Henry Winkler does some kind of commercials, if not for Medicare Advantage, then for something else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's pitching. Look, if you're an aging celebrity, there's always something to pitch out there. So I'll have to take a look for that. Anyway, Henry Winkler, 80 years old. And by the way, so much more than just the Fonz, of course. He's been in so many good shows. What was the most recent one about Barry was the name of it, right? On HBO, he's the acting coach to a serial killer, basically.
Yeah, you're right, Barry. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good show with... who's it from Saturday Night Live? Who's Bill Hader is the lead in this. And Henry Winkler is just really funny. By the way, also underrated in Night Shift, along with Michael Keaton, one of their earliest movies together right after Happy Days. Ivanka Trump, first daughter, is 44 years old today. The second president of the United States, John Adams, was born this day in 1735. Do you have that clip from War of the Worlds?
I do. I don't know if there's a specific part. I just pulled from the front.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I wanted to cue it up to anything. I just noticed that today is the anniversary of Orson Welles' radio adaptation of the H.G. Wells novel War of the Worlds about a Martian invasion. It was played on the radio this day in 1938 and caused panic in some parts of the U.S. So here's a little excerpt from it.
The broadcasting system and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Okay, so that was the very beginning of it, and it starts like a, you know, just a normal radio broadcast with an orchestra, and then they're interrupted with these news bulletins about, you know, a UFO, and then a spaceship has landed, and then, you know, the Martians attack, and of course there's all the sound effects, and people really believed that there was an invasion by Martians. But as you could tell there, at the front end of the broadcast, and in the middle of the broadcast, an announcer did come on to say, this is a play. And yet, enough people either didn't hear it or disregarded it and were calling police stations, and people were getting a little freaked out. Now, it's a little bit apocryphal whether the panic was widespread or if it was just a few random folks who, you know, were freaked out by this. But still, it was a lesson that everybody else in the radio industry never forgot.
Yeah. I always thought that it was like everyone was like, oh, God, the world's ending. Run.
I remember hearing, not the original broadcast, don't joke about that, but as a kid, they played it one Halloween night after we got back from trick-or-treating. And I remember listening to it. And again, you know, you knew what it was, but I'm sitting there as like a 10-year-old or whatever it was. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could totally see how people get freaked. I'm getting a little freaked out, and I know that this isn't real, you know. Because, you know, keep in mind, radio was still relatively new. So,
yeah, I suppose.
And people, and obviously people have tried that with TV as well over the years, but War of the Worlds was kind of the original panic broadcast, if you will. On this day in 1982, the number one song was by a band from Australia. This, of course, would be Men at Work, and it was the group's first number one in the U.S. Who Can It Be Now was the number one song this day, 43 years ago. On this day in 1987, George Michael, fresh off breaking up Wham!, released his first solo album, Faith. People are here. Oh, the album's named Faith, and it starts off with this nice church organ. This must be very wholesome.
Oh, yeah, it's very pretty.
It is very pretty. It's pretty, but the host now suddenly wishes he'd have queued this up to the right moment. But well, that's okay. We'll just enjoy the organ a little bit longer.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good organ? Wait a minute.
That's what he. Never mind.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
So anyway, between this song and songs like Father Figure, I Want Your Sex, and more, the album was a little controversial and therefore, of course, went to number one and won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. On this day 2 years ago, former basketball player Magic Johnson became the fourth athlete to become a billionaire after Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods, according to Forbes magazine.
Okay. Does this count?
What do you mean?
Because, yes, he was an athlete, but he's not an athlete now. I don't feel like this counts as the same as, like, LeBron James being a billionaire.
Well, I don't think Michael Jordan didn't become a billionaire while he was an active athlete.
It okay, so he wouldn't count either.
Yeah. No, he does count of athletes who, as athletes and in their retirement, became billionaires.
Mm. I don't know.
You only want active athlete billionaires? Is that what we want?
Well, no, I don't want any billionaires.
Oh,
but yeah. I would like these to be two different categories.
Gotcha. All right. It was on this day in 2003 that a new Broadway show premiered at the Gershwin Theater in New York City. It was a musical from Stephen Schwartz, and it was called Wicked, with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, with lots of little toe-tappers like this one.
We'll be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. I'll show you what
so,
jeans to wear.
So, Wicked is now going to be back in the movie theaters, part two of the movie series. The play, though, that did all right in 2003, winning two Tony Awards, a Grammy, and seven Drama Desk Awards. On this day in 2017, President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, and associate Rick Gates were indicted on charges of fraud. Advisor George Papadopoulos pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. Again, pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. And they are all pretty much scot-free now because, again, elect a criminal, you're letting the criminals out of jail. What's on the National Day calendar for this Thursday, October 30th?
Oh, Pat, I know you'll love this. It's Candy Corn Day.
Okay, well, I feel like we've talked that one to death yesterday, but yes, the guy who for years and years and years and years said, I hate candy corn. Candy corn is terrible. It's just a big old mouthful of sugar, is softening his stance now. So,
wow.
I know. What I didn't do yet, what we talked about yesterday, is I said, yeah, you mix it with some peanuts, you know, and you got a salted nut roll.
Oh, yeah.
But remember we said yesterday, now add a couple of chocolate chips to the mix and you got a Baby Ruth. So I'm going to try that today, and then I'm going to call my dentist office right away for a cleaning.
You know, there is a candy corn that has chocolate, like, in it. That one I'm not a huge fan of.
No, I don't know if that would work.
No.
But I'm willing to experiment. All right, cool. What else we got
today? Go. It is Mischief Night, which I believe is just the night before Halloween.
Mischief Night?
Mischief Night. So if you're feeling mischievous, Pat,
okay,
go
I
for
thought
it.
That's what, thought that's what Halloween was, but okay.
Eh, you know, right, whatever. Okay. It is also Haunted Refrigerator. I do have Haunted Refrigerator there, but I'm pretty sure that's a typo.
Haunted Refrigerator. This has got to be from having really old food in it.
Like that
kind of haunted, like it's so scary, the stuff that's in there that has expired.
I envisioned that, or it's just like a loud refrigerator.
That could be too. Yes, I get that. So somebody came up with a National Haunted Refrigerator Day.
There you go.
Okay. seems like a bit of a stretch, but yes, there are folks whose refrigerators do indeed become haunted. I recall a couple of times when I was, you know, I would do babysitting as like, you know, a 12, 13 year old, whatever it was, because you couldn't drive yet. You couldn't go anywhere. So you may as well make money. And so I'd do some babysitting, and occasionally, you know, you'd kind of want to raid their fridge. They always say, oh, help yourself to whatever. I'd help myself to a big old plate of mold, you know, or whatever was in there. And gosh, I remember at one point, somebody's fridge was so disgusting. And do you know there's an episode of Big Bang Theory early on where Sheldon convinces Leonard to go into Penny's apartment while she's sleeping to clean it up because the mess bothers him so much.
Yeah.
I look back at that now and realize that may have happened once or twice where I was so disgusted by somebody's fridge. I just went ahead and cleaned it out and figured I was doing them a favor. Now, at no point did I ever get a call going, what did you do? You touched my fridge, blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming they were, I thought, oh, they must be thankful.
Yeah.
I also think they may have been really embarrassed and never called me again to babysit.
That's also
probably
true.
Whatever the reason was, I was looking out for the kids. I'm trying to babysit the kids. You can't have living lab experiments in the fridge when you're raising your chitlins. All right. So there you go. Haunted Refrigerator Day today. We'll be talking about a little bit of entertainment news along the way as well. And then coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we will be discussing Medicare Advantage plans. Some of those can be haunted as well, with an expert on making sure you get the right health coverage for yourself or for an aging parent. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just not quite as popular.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. Although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Will Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You bring us a little dirty work, a little Steely Dan here coming back into the break?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. All right.
The man behind the curtain suggested it.
I see. Oh, okay. You know why that might be in part. It's one that I did not get into the history lesson in time, but Donald Fagen from Steely Dan, he released his debut solo album, The Night Fly, 43 years ago this week.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. There's your little yacht rock moment for
there
the day.
You, there you go. That's some dumb luck on my part because I had no idea.
You know, sometimes again, never underestimate yacht rock. The forces of music will sometimes work in your favor. Moving on to other entertainment news on this Thursday morning.
Pat.
That was your cue. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Sometimes you need to take a big breath because, you know.
Okay. Well, you take that big breath. I'll remind folks it's 23 in Merrill right now, 27 in Eau Claire. Bundle the kids up, 34 in La Crosse, 39 in Oshkosh. Parker's ready to exhale and share with us some entertainment news.
Pat. Dove Cameron. I don't know if you know who she is.
I have literally no idea.
Beautiful.
Nothing.
Awesome. It is great to be on this side of that whole dichotomy.
The generational
here.
Divide?
Yeah. Okay. This is a rare one on this like half hour worth of the show.
All right.
Duff Cameron, she was popular from her time as an actress on Disney. She's engaged to, is it Damiano David?
You're asking me?
I don't know. How do you say, I don't know how to say the name of the band either. Is it Manskin? Manskin?
I hate leaving you out here like this, geez. But I am literally thinking you might be making all this up at this point.
I suppose I have said zero words that make sense to you so far in this.
Let's see here. It says here on the interwebs that Cameron was dating Italian singer Damiano David.
Okay, yeah, that's a guy.
I guess. And yes, it might be Manskin. It's got one of those funny little European symbols over it, so it might be pronounced something entirely different.
See, but that's the thing with those European bands.
Yes, and Dove Cameron, apparently I would know from the Disney Channel series Liv and Maddie, and then yep. It was in the Descendants film franchise, and then has been in a few other TV shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
If I remember right, Liv and Maddie was actually like, the setting was in Stevens Point, if I remember right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty right. sure.
Huh.
All but right. yeah, there you go.
Okay. let's try another one.
Let's try another one. Let's go to Luigi Mangione, the guy who assassinated.
Who killed the CEO of United Healthcare.
Yes.
He's in entertainment news now. All right.
He's in entertainment news because apparently a fake list of like his favorite artists went viral, and okay. he was not a fan of that, and he started listening to music, and apparently he's become a big fan of Charlie XCX and Taylor Swift.
Okay, I actually saw this last night on TMZ where they were talking about it, you know, this guy's his playlist walking around the yard in the prison.
Yeah.
And I'm still coming back to the root of we're doing news stories about this guy. Now, again, I'm telling you, we're going to be talking in the 7 o'clock hour about those terrible, terrible people at the health insurance companies. So I get the anger. I get the frustration. I'm not going to go so far as to endorse murder, but clearly enough people want to consider this guy, you know, if not a celebrity, a hero, whatever, that we now care what his playlist is in the prison yard, and that Tay Tay might be part of it. All right,
you never know.
So I give up. I cannot make myself care about what he's listening to any more than he cares about what I'm listening to. So what's next?
Fair enough. We've got Jennifer Lawrence. Pat, I don't know how much you hate watching yourself or how much you hate listening to yourself or how much you used to, because I do. I hate watching myself.
You hate watching me and listening to me? Yeah, I get it. Totally. Yeah,
well.
But what does she say? Is she watching or listening to us? Or
she's now watching us. Every now and then she sees clips of her in like old interviews and she hates watching herself. She called herself really annoying.
She called herself really annoying?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is wonderful. I right? really like her, and I get the sentiment because yes, nobody likes to look back on their stuff, and you should not be judging your old stuff too harshly. Eventually, what you're going to end up doing is you're going to look back and you're going to kind of be more, you know, you're going to kind of romanticize the past instead. And what I mean by that is every year at some point, I'll see a picture of myself. And I'll go, ugh, oh God, I should not allow anybody to take pictures of me anymore. Without fail, you know, fast forward, I don't know, 3-4 years or so, you're going to see a picture of yourself and go, ugh. And then you're going to see this picture from like 3-4 years ago. And you're going to go, see, I looked so much better back then. Look, I looked better. But at the time, I certainly didn't think so. But now I'm like, oh gosh, I looked much better back then. That's not what you thought at the time then, Butterball. All right. So, you know, let's not be too hard on ourselves. Let's not romanticize, you know, the past either. It just is what it is. And she was wonderful back then, and she's wonderful now.
Hey.
And she's I think she's got a little bit more self-confidence than she's letting on there, but I appreciate the attempts at modesty.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Got anything else?
I don't know if you were watching much of the World Series last night, but apparently Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were there, and they got booed very loudly.
They got booed. Yes, they did, which I don't think that's warranted. It's probably not, but I mean, some people really don't like Harry and Meghan.
I just don't know enough.
I don't care enough, frankly, but just booing almost anybody.
I was going to say anybody.
There's a few people, but I wouldn't have put Harry and Meghan in there, but again, you know, it's baseball. You've got some people who want to watch their sports and their beer and they don't want to see celebrities. And so I think that Harry and Meghan will be okay. I think they'll get over it. Coming up in our next hour, a very exhaustive Marquette poll talks about how Wisconsinites feel about the issues and the candidates. Spoiler alert, they don't know enough about the candidates yet. They're like, it's way too early, please. But we'll talk about that after the news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The deal President Trump had been seeking with China has apparently been reached. ABC's Rachel Scott's traveling with him in South Korea.
The president walked out of this nearly two-hour-long meeting with Chinese President Xi to announce that a trade deal has been reached. The president had threatened 100% additional tariffs on Chinese imports, which would have raised the cost on everything from clothes to electronics.
China's agreed to buy more American soybeans as a part of the deal and to lower export controls on the rare earth minerals it sells to the U.S. Five more people are now in custody. That makes seven in all for the Louvre jewelry heist, but the jewels are still missing. There was a deadly barrage in Ukraine overnight. More than 600 drones and missiles fired from Russia all across the country. President Zelensky says many of them were shot down, but some did